Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives, presented by the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. The mission of Fairfield DD is to bring about a vibrant community where people lead lives of greater independence and make meaningful contributions.
I'm Alicia Greenwood, and I hope you're all doing wonderful today. And I have with me Kiera Mason with Learning Never Ends, and she's going to give us an idea about what she does here at Learning Never Ends and her relationship with Fairfield DD, and also her relationship and working with Bachmeyer Press.
Yeah, thank you, Alicia.
Yes.
So I'm Kiera Mason with Learning Never Ends. I am the executive director, so I'm currently in charge of the oversight of all four of our locations in Lancaster, Ohio, Pickerington, Hilliard, and Cleveland Avenue on the north side of Columbus. We provide adult day services along with employment services, and we work hand in hand with Fairfield County Board of DD in order to, you know, collaborate on, you know, providing the best services to individuals with disabilities. I first got connected with Fairfield County Board of DD when the transition to, you know, from private providers needed to come in and take over services. So this was back at Fairfield Industries on Coompath Road.
Yes.
There I was able to meet a lot of the Fairfield County staff, and they were able to show me just what, you know, their facility and what type of services they were providing. From there, they started a TIN network, which I also at Learn Never Ends is a part of, which is excellent.
Yes, they are.
And from there, we do meetings every Wednesday, and we're able to talk about hot topics that allows the providers to be not only a resource to each other, but how can we be a better service to the people that are within the, you know, realm of, you know, developmental disabilities. Talk about some of the barriers that people with developmental disabilities face and how we can just, you know, help them to live fulfilling lives out in the community, and they don't have to be sheltered and things like that, which leads me into working with Katie.
So that leads you into working with Bachmeyer Press, Katie Bachmeyer, who is the founder of Bachmeyer Press.
That is correct. That was such a wonderful experience. Working with Katie, first of all, very gentle soul, and I just like her overall vision. She's very forward thinking on how providers can really provide services to individuals to get them connected to the community. Mm-hmm. Day programs is a good stepping stone to getting individuals connected to the community, but what is the end goal?
Right.
And so what she did was sat us down, and we just talked about, we tried to craft a compelling story, mm-hmm, that would speak to who this individual was. And then when we see them out in the community, we see them for a person and not just connect them to, oh, we've seen you at this day program, or we know that this is a person that has autism or things like that. We see them as an individual who is living a full life out in the community, doing the things that they enjoy doing.
Yes.
So she really pulled from us. It was different because, we tell stories as staff, admin staff, direct care staff. We can tell a story about an individual, and sometimes the first thing that we tell about a person is some of the barriers that you have to get over to learn who this person is.
Right.
But she really shifts your focus, shifts your thinking on, okay, you have this person. Let's talk about what are their skills, how awesome they are, mm-hmm, what things are they interested in, like truly interested. Where are the places that they want to go in life? Where do they see themselves in 10 years? What is something that they've always wanted to do and they've never been able to do because there are different, you know, things in place that has not allowed them to do? And so when Sunny, who is actually our employment services director, sat down and talked to her, I mean, she really just draws you in and gets you thinking about, okay, how can we really connect people with the community without having to be a middleman, mm-hmm, and allow them to do that independently on their own? What are some of the things that we can put in place to allow the community also to see, hey, this person has the same interests as me. How do we get, you know,
right,
how do we link up?
How do we make those connections?
How do we make those connections? So we were able to craft some pretty unique stories about some of the individuals that was within our program, mm-hmm, and set some goals to be able to connect them with the things that they said that they were interested in their life, they wanted to do. So it was pretty nice.
That's wonderful. So I sat in on one of the sessions with Katie and did an activity as well, kind of what you're speaking, mm-hmm, about. So I think we had a sheet of paper where we talked about maybe a goal or something we were working towards just to help understand of that shift of perspective. So, you know, we're so ingrained to when we meet someone new, we want to know where they're from, mm-hmm. where do they work, you know, where did they go to school, those kinds of things. And that might not be someone else's story. And that shift of perspective that we have in order to say, what are your interests? Mm-hmm. What do you really enjoy doing? And finding those commonalities to build those relationships and connections. And that it sounds like that's something that you guys are really doing here at L&E.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Katie Bachmeyer Press is an organization that could help a lot of providers with just looking at the individuals that are in their program and helping them achieve and attain just a fulfilling life by being out in the community and really doing the things that they're interested in doing.
Yes. And they have a very interesting tagline. I wrote it down because I didn't want to get it wrong, but ordinary people change the world and we reveal their stories. So, and just listening to you, Kira, that's exactly what, you know, Bachmeyer Press, Katie, mm-hmm. did with you guys, with your employment. What was Sunny's description?
Employment Services Director.
Employment Services Director. Mm-hmm. So then that kind of leads me to, so we talked about how you've kind of worked with Bachmeyer Press, mm-hmm. and Katie and what you guys have done. You talked a little bit about that experience. So, and you might have touched a little bit on some of the goals that you guys have now put in place for L&E. Mm-hmm. Learning never ends. Mm-hmm. L&E, they kind of, that's the nickname,
short
right?
Name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you have so many locations, got to shorten it to L&E. So what kind of goals have you achieved so far, and what do you kind of see for the future? What kinds of things are you putting into place?
Well, so we all know that we're in a world where staffing can be pretty short right now. And so that's one
Absolutely.
Of the things that we're trying to work through and really be intentional about. Yes, we know there's short staffing, and it may not, you know, get better sooner than later. So what kind of things can we do to kind of help support the individuals on a more person-centered type of thing in figuring out their interests and less of, okay, we're short staffed, so, you know, we're just going to have to roll with it.
Right.
So what we do in our morning time is, number one, we're doing these individual classes where we take the individuals and we look at their goals and see what type of things they're supposed to be working on. And even if it's 10 minutes, that is better than, okay, for a full 45 minutes, we're grouping everybody together and, you know, we're all doing the same thing.
Because right. So they're working individually mm-hmm. on something that they yeah. are interested in and yeah. they want to attain.
Yeah. Okay. And also, I think we previously tried to mix up the staff, you know, so that everyone can, you know, get to know each of the staff and things like that. But what we found is that if we give the staff, we make them feel empowered by, okay, what are your skills as a staff? What type of things do you like to do?
Right.
And connect them with the people that have those like interests.
Yes.
It makes it so much better. You get more, you know, you
natural
find, that's right.
connections.
That's right.
Yes.
So I feel like that's worked a little bit more. We have someone who we found out loves art, and I mean, it's amazing at art. And so now she works closely with some of our individuals that also have this, you know, passion about art and things like that.
Really cool.
And they will give you more if they really love to
yes.
do it, you know? So that's some of the things that we've been working on.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that connection piece of the common interests mm-hmm. and it just strengthens the relationship. And just like you said, you can get so much more of, you know, you and I, maybe we both like to read books. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We can now have a 15-minute conversation
right.
about
That's
what
right.
books we've read last year.
That's
and,
right.
What we're looking forward to. So, yeah, it just helps to deepen that relationship and make those lasting connections. And that's really, you know, mm-hmm. that's something that we at Fairfield DD are absolutely looking for, is people who are, you know, contributing to our community, but who also have those deepened relationships and things that they enjoy doing that help keep them and create independence for them.
Mm-hmm. So we recently just started working with OD, Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, and we provided employment services to them to allow them to explore community employment, and we were successfully able to get them hired out into the community, and yeah, they're doing great right now.
Wonderful. That's great. So they expressed that interest of wanting to work, and you guys were able to cultivate that opportunity to help them to realize that potential of earning money and becoming more independent and being able to work and have some say in what their daily life looks like.
Yeah, that's right. Being able to be independent and not just, I want to make money, but, you know, I want to get out there in the community.
I want to work for, I want the reward of working
that's
for
right.
something.
That's yes. right. That's right.
So, we all love a job well done.
Yes,
and
yes.
So
we do.
If we can be rewarded by a paycheck,
yes,
I'll take
do.
It.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, that's a great partnership. So,
while working with Buckmeyer Press, we were able to craft a story purpose, and here is Learn Never End's story purpose: to tell stories that highlight the ways people with disabilities are not controlled and taking healthy risks, so that unpaid people feel relatable and want to lean into the new story.
Okay, wonderful. So that's something that came about through working with Katie and her team.
Yeah.
That's a great just overall vision that Learning Never Ends has.
That's correct.
And so that plays into the individual developments that you're making and creating the connections that you guys have with with staff and with people who attend here. And so how does that translate into the community? So we're in Pickerington, Ohio. It's a very large community here. And how does that translate into things that they, the individuals that you are creating those connections with, how does that translate for them to take into their family or into their community for them to continue to cultivate new relationships or new interests?
One of the things we talked about is, I mean, it's as simple as this. You go to a grocery store and you see an individual that you might have seen in the program, but we want to lean into the new story of, I know this person because, hey, that's the guy that said that he liked to watch anime too. And not, that is the person that is in that day program or is that type of thing. And so we really want people in the community to lean into, this is a person that you just have a like interest with. And so you stop and you have a 10-minute conversation with them because you know you guys have like interest based on, you know, you've been connected. You know, you may have been connected through an adult day program or the county borders, you know, that type of thing. But we want people to be able to have their own relationships with people outside of that.
Right.
So that way they can have those independent connections, and it has nothing to do with us as paid staff.
Right. It's taking you out of the equation.
It's taking me
out. Yeah. And it's just allowing those supports and those natural relationships to occur.
That's
right. I love that. And I'd have a 10-minute conversation about anime if I knew what it was about. But I don't. But again, like if somebody enjoys reading or somebody has a, if we watch a similar show, then we can talk about, you know, what we're reading or what the latest episode was or where you're at. No spoilers on the episode.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's great. Any final thoughts on, you know, just your experience overall, whether it's with us at Fairfield DD, with our staff, with our different departments, or, you know, just any reflections on working with Katie with Buckmeyer Press?
Yeah, I will say that Fairfield County Board has been just wonderful over the years. So I've been with Learn Never Ends for 8 years. But I started at Fairfield Industries, and I worked alongside of the county board with Kyle and Kristen and Jamie and Pam and wonderful human beings. And I think that we all have common goals that we want to see the people that we serve in, you know, within this organization to just live fulfilling lives and be able to really connect them to the community to do the things that they want to do and not always have to be with a paid staff or things like that. The other thing that I love about Fairfield County Board is that they are always willing to help in any aspect that you need them. Such a good resource. If I need a training done, I know I can email Pam and say, hey, we really need training on this.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem at all. Kyle, the same too. He does some training for us. We're really just, I think they are trying to shift the focus of the DSP staff too. So really, you know, when they are providing services to the individuals that we serve, you know, like being intentional about the service that we are providing and really getting them to a life of independence you know, longevity, good health, all of those wonderful things. So it has definitely been a pleasure working with them. I've really, you know, I work also in Franklin County, and it's a lot larger, so I think that Fairfield County has a smaller family-like, you yeah. know, feeling, which is always nice. I know they're only an email or phone call away.
And that's great. It's we are so fortunate to still have all those names that you mentioned work for the Fairfield County Board, and they are great assets, and I'm so glad that, you know, that's something that you've recognized. And honestly, it's exactly what you said, is we're there as a resource when you need us. Mm-hmm. We're not meant to be, you know, this is, oh, we have yeah. to have Fairfield DD involved.
Yeah.
We're here as a resource when you need us for training or to bounce an idea off of or think of outside the box kind of situation. So that's wonderful to hear. Yeah. And we're glad that you have that great working relationship with us. We value yours as well. And so thank you very much, Kira, for just sharing your thoughts today, for giving us an insight into, you know, your relationship with us as a county board, and also your experience with Katie with Bachmeyer Press. It was definitely a special, situation, mm-hmm. and we're really glad that was beneficial for you.
Absolutely.
And the work that you do here at Learning Never Ends. So, well, thank you again, Kira. It's been wonderful today. Thank you all for listening to Fulfilling Lives today. I hope you all have a wonderful day.